This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of Mike Bacsik, from an article that I'm going to insist he invented and didn't read off the Bleacher Report, The top 15 point guards in the NBA. And by the way, this led to like our own discussion before all this is, do you think everybody classifies Luka as a point guard? Because I did say, and where is Luka? But if you just tell me he's not on the list, then I'm going to be like, oh, my bad. Because I would put him as a point guard, but I wonder if some casual fans just watching are like, the tall guy? Nah, he's not a point guard.
Well, when we go back to this bubble and we start playing in a little over 2 weeks, I think we're less than 3 weeks away for the Dallas Mavericks, and I saw this list. I was like, I hope they list Luka as a point guard because that's what he is. And I will tell you this. They listed Luka as a point guard. So, they ranked the top 15 point guards in the NBA for 2020, going back to the bubble. Where do you think Luka ranks amongst all NBA point guards right now?
I mean, if it's for 2020, because otherwise, oh man, I'm going to feel stupid, but I've said all along, I think he's going to be first-team All-NBA, and with Steph hurt, call me a homer, and I could be squashed on this, and maybe it's Dame or something. I think he might be number one.
Oh, wow. I'm just trying to think of other point guards that are better than him, and I guess I got him in, like, the top five. Is LeBron considered a point guard?
No.
They do not consider him a point guard.
Okay, all right.
But I would put LeBron.
He has the ball a lot, but I'm just trying to figure out what he is. Okay.
Who, LeBron? Right. LeBron, I'd say you consider him more of a playmaker than a point guard, which is a weird distinction. I know we get into weird places. We're starting to draw awkward lines, but that would be the distinction I make.
Well, to your point, they put Luka as a point guard and LeBron not as a point guard, but I would consider his position on the Lakers, watching them play basketball offensively, he's the point guard of the Lakers offensively.
Yeah. I'd put him in the top five. I just don't know. I don't know who's better than him right now. So Kevin's got a really good point with one. Because Chris Paul's universally has been considered one of the top point guards for a long time.
Chris Paul has been awesome this year, but I don't think I would put him or Dame ahead. I would put Curry ahead, but he's hurt.
You don't have Ja Morant ahead of him right now?
Not yet. Ja Morant's been good, but he's more like a fringy 12 person.
Reggie, what do you think of Luka? Where would you rank him amongst the point guards in the NBA for this season?
Yeah, I mean, like, my knee-jerk reaction is just because, like, young players, I'm like, I don't want to immediately throw them in the top five, mm-hmm. but I'm looking around and starting to try and come up with names, and I'm not going to lie, having a little bit of trouble. Like, so he's got to be in that top five area, I feel.
I think he might be one.
Well, Kevin's right. He's number one. According to BleacherReport.com, Luka Doncic is the best point guard in the NBA.
In your face, NBA.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say I would have gotten number two wrong based off of something that you told us pre-show, because I probably would have put Harden at two or three, and then you told us that is not, he is not classified, so I would have gotten that one wrong.
So they list Harden as a shooting guard, according to Bleacher Report, and Russell Westbrook as the point guard. I would flip-flop those. I would say, watching Houston Rockets basketball this year, Harden is the point guard and Westbrook is the shooting guard. If you have to classify both of the players individually as one is the point guard, one is a shooting guard, I would do it that way. They both share the ball quite a bit, but I would say Harden has the ball more in his hands and is more of the playmaker / scorer / everything for Houston over Russell Westbrook. But how about this? You guys make me do this. I'm going to make you guys now do this. Instead of top 15, because there are 15 ranked, out of the top 10, knowing that Luka's number one, Corey, how many can you name are in the top 10?
Three.
Reggie, how many can you name?
I'll go four.
Okay. Kevin, can you go five or more?
Out of the remaining nine, right?
I'll go five.
Six.
Ooh.
Oh, crap.
Six out of the 10, and obviously you have one already in Luka, so really six out of nine. Does anybody
want to
be six?
I'm writing my list down now. I'm going to say seven, and I hope nobody goes above that.
Out of the remaining. Yeah, no, I'm going to let you
seven
do that.
Seven out of nine?
Yeah.
Shoot.
I was going to go seven if you didn't, but now that you went seven, I'm not sure if I can go eight.
You win.
It's entirely possible I counted Luka as one. All right. All right. This could be problematic. All right.
The best point guards this season are.
All right. So we got Luka.
Luka one. Who's number two?
I'm going to go Dame is probably two or three.
You got him right. Damian Lillard is considered the second best point guard in the NBA, according to Bleacher Report.
Okay. I'm going to say, you know, and I've seen some people, and from the 972, Chris.
Stop looking at that. That's
stop
cheating.
Texting in. That's
okay.
Not fair.
This was before.
Stop looking
this was
at
before.
It,
I won't look at it anymore. Somebody said Chris Paul has been better than Luka this year. Look, I think Chris Paul has been awesome, and I think he should be like a top five or six MVP candidate. But better than Luka, I don't know about all of that. However, I would put him on the list, so I'll say Chris Paul.
Chris Paul's actually number three. Now, that being said, who's ever texting that in? He's averaging 17.7 points and 6.8 assists. Go look at what Luka's points and assists are, and they overwhelm those numbers, and he overwhelms them in rebounds. So the person that's saying Chris Paul is better doesn't watch basketball in 2019-2020.
All right.
You have your three for three so far.
I'm going to say Trae Young.
Trae Young does make it, but you're out of order now. Trae Young, they have, is number eight
out of order.
Okay. We were talking about classifications earlier. I'm going to have to say Ben Simmons then.
Ben Simmons, you're back in order. He is number four overall. So you have one through four and number eight out of your top ten.
Okay. I'll take fake Kyrie in Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker, I think he makes this list, but I got to go up a little bit here. I'm pretty sure you have it. He's number nine
okay.
on the list.
Okay.
So you have 8, 9, and 1 through 4.
That's a weird compilation. Okay, well then, if it's not Harden, then it has to be Westbrook, right?
Does it have to be Westbrook?
He's
number seven on the list right now. So Westbrook does make it. Obviously, Harden is on the shooting guards list for Bleacher Report. I disagree with that. I would flip-flop him.
Yeah, I do too.
And I would put Harden, honestly, at number two over Lillard, and I'd have Lillard number three.
And then would you still put Paul four then? I think I would.
I think I would too.
All right.
But you haven't named number five or number six yet.
And I'm debating this, Corey, because I told you I thought Ja was a fringy 10 to 12. So I don't know if I want to pull the trigger on
He's
that.
He's one of my favorite point guards.
He is awesome. I wonder if it's too early and they didn't put him on the list. I will say Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry's number six on the list. He is a defending champion heading to Orlando. So he's the guy who has to defend that championship because Kawhi left.
Did I meet the goal? I feel like that's seven, right?
You can keep meeting more.
Just try a little harder, bro.
Okay.
You already got Luka, so that doesn't count.
Yeah. So you had 1 through 4, and you have 6, 7, and 8. And 9.
And
yeah,
nine.
So you did it.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Can you go 10 for 10 here?
Ja
Morant is number 10 overall. So now you've hit everyone except number 5, right? You are 9 for
7? 9. Did you say 7?
Number 7 is, yeah, you hit it, Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
And 6 was Kyle Lowry, 7 Russell Westbrook, 8 Trae Young, 9 Kemba Walker, and 10 Ja Morant. So you're missing
all right
number 5.
I'm going to
out of the 10. Dang. You are 9 for 9 right now.
This is probably high, but I don't know otherwise. They don't put De'Aaron Fox up there, do they?
De'Aaron Fox is number 11. You really screwed yourself over here. What a horrible job you did.
I did ask you.
Did he count or is he out?
Yesterday, Mike, I did ask you, how good is De'Aaron Fox?
I think he's really good.
And he's
not Luke. I mean, I told you off the air, I said, I'm glad that Sacramento thought he was really good because that's one of the main reasons they passed on Luka is they wanted the ball in De'Aaron Fox's hands and thought if they draft Luka, then the ball would come out of his hands and then they would have Luka and De'Aaron Fox sharing the ball and they didn't think that was a good combination. Number five, you want me to give you guys a hint?
Is Dinwiddie out then? Like, does he count for this? That seems high.
I don't think he counts for this.
Questions.
I think he counts as
guess.
A shooting guard. Okay. You need a hint?
Yeah.
I think he's a cancer and shouldn't be in the top 15.
Kyrie.
Yep.
I
think he's horrible. I wouldn't take
Kyrie.
Him. I've talked to Jared Sandler about this. Oh, if he man. Became a free agent and you could just have him and he says, I want to play on the Dallas Mavericks, Jared Sandler and I had a discussion, and we would both say no. We would rather just go in another direction. We'd rather go with Jalen Brunson and use our money in a different way, but we want nothing to do with Kyrie Irving ever being in a Dallas Maverick uniform as long as Luka's here. They do have him ranked number 5. Talent-wise, he might be number 1 talent-wise. I'm going to be honest with you. I think he might be number 1 talent-wise. He might be more talented than Luka. But I want him nowhere around my basketball team trying to run it.
Yeah, man, this season, 27.5 points, 6.5 assists, 5 rebounds. Like, I mean, the numbers are there. And this is a season in which, like, obviously, with Brooklyn being the way that it is, with the injuries that he had, and that's in 20 games, remember, because of the injuries, it wasn't, like, very visible. But he's still, when he plays, he is still very good.
Wow. Yeah, and you know what? They do actually do have Dinwiddie at number 15 overall.
Okay, because I had a tough time. If I would have had to guess like 8 or something, I would have felt more comfortable with Fox and Dinwiddie. But
you
when
great.
You said
you named 10 out of the 11, you just couldn't get cancer.
When you said okay,
I mean sorry,
Jeez.
Kyrie.
That was genuine. He did that genuinely.
I know. I think he did. When you said 5, I was like, I can't figure this out. And for people who are asking like, where is Steph Curry? And somebody
he's not on the list because he didn't really play this year. So just to give you an idea, 15 is Dinwiddie. 14 is D'Angelo Russell. 13 is Fred Van Fleet. 12 is Eric Bledsoe of the Bucks, and then you named all the rest of them.
Nothing for Jamal Murray?
He's a
shooting guard. They consider Gary Harris their point guard. And both of those guys are kind of combo guards anyways. But, yeah, Jamal Murray is very very established as a shooting guard.
Because people on the fan text were upset that no Jamal Murray love. But the idea that he would be top 5, I don't know about that. But I do like Jamal Murray as a player very, very much.
Well, I'm looking real quick through shooting guards. He is not top 3 in shooting guards, Jamal Murray. He's not top 4.
Wow.
He is not top 5.
Basketball Reference
guards.
Gives him that point guard as well, but I've never viewed him as that, so I don't know.
Top 6. Jeez, is he on this list?
He's maybe they just disrespecting 7. Jamal Murray. Maybe.
Hey, Jamal Murray's a good player. I don't know.
He's not
Jamal
top Crawford. 8 in shooting guards.
Okay, well.
He's not top 9 in shooting guards. He's not top 10 in shooting guards.
Yikes.
11. 12. Well,
although the
13.
Guard the guard position
they
is really
they forgot about the
right
Denver
now.
Nuggets.
Maybe he's a power forward.
Okay.
Go to that
they
list
they
to
had
see.
To forget about the Denver Nuggets if they're not going to list any Nugget guard in the top 15 in shooting guard or point guard.
And Donovan Mitchell definitely a shooting guard as well.
Yes.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.